Caroline, Willie, D-Mays. We're live out here at Pete and Terry's Tavern at Bridgestone Arena because the Predators take on the Tampa Bay Lightning tonight. Puck drop at 7 o'clock. Pre-game coverage starting right here on 102.5 and 106.3. The game starting at 6 p.m. Joining us now is Clint Hurdle because, of course, all eyes on the Major League Baseball world are on Nashville this week as the winter meetings are taking place here in Nashville this week. Clint Hurdle joins us now, former MLB player and former manager of the Colorado Rockies and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Clint, appreciate you for joining us. You were at the winter meetings in Nashville. There's a whole lot of talk about a potential Major League Baseball expansion team in Nashville, perhaps the Chicago White Sox relocating to Nashville, a whole lot of Nashville and Major League Baseball buzz. What's the latest that you've been hearing about Nashville and potentially getting a Major League Baseball team here in the next few in the next upcoming years, some of those conversations happening at the winter meetings?
Well, Caroline, hello.
Hello, thanks for joining us.
I'm a little confused. I thought you were calling me to ask for the update on the Lightning hockey team coming to town.
We'd love to hear the report when you have one.
I'm about 45 minutes from downtown Tampa. Head coach John Cooper has a place over here on the island. They're not my favorite team, but I watch them a lot, so should be a good hockey matchup tonight. Nothing better than Thursday night hockey.
Yeah, Clint, if you have any tips for Andrew Brunette on how to stop their power play, inside tips, he's looking for them. We'll take them. Yeah.
Just fill up the goal. Get big. Get big, chest out, fill up the goal. That's the best I got. You know, it's interesting on the Nashville vibe, whether it's expansion, whether it's relocation. I don't know for sure. I'm not an insider. If somebody would pay me to be an insider, I would be an insider. But I did talk to some people that have fingerprints on the Nashville baseball scene. I think we're all aware that Nashville has a lot to offer. Mm-hmm. You've already got two beautiful stadiums. The collegiate programs are strong. It's a very diverse fan base. You got a place everybody wants to go after the game down on Music Row. There's just a lot of good stuff. The weather's conducive. And I know you've got a group already in place. And actually, I sat next to one of the major players, Dave Stewart, a former competitor of mine back when I played. On the Major League Baseball lottery panel. We were all up front for the big lottery draft, and Dave was sitting to my left. And when Brad Paisley came over, Brad apologized for being a Dodger fan, and then he went down. I think Brad was a fan of everybody he talked to. I think he was, oh, I like those guys, I like these guys, but he's a Dodger fan at heart. He wore number 4 in a little video they showed to honor the Duke. Dave told me some interesting things just in conversation, and it's not privy. He didn't say don't tell this to anybody because I think they want people to know that they're active and they're trying to get things done and they have some traction. But he was speaking with Brad and very positive about the opportunity that exists in Nashville for Major League Baseball to get there in the not-too-distant future. I know there's been some models put out there and some exercises worked on most attractive spots. Nashville, for me, and then basically, I actually like Orlando as well, but Nashville would be my number one spot. I'm not running baseball. If I was, that's the spot that I would go hit and get a team planted. I think the finances are there. I think the people are there. You've got celebrity there. You've got a ton to draw from. Dave Stewart's a good baseball man. You know, Dombrowski was on board with it early before he got drawn to the Phillies. So for me, there's too much traction and there's too many reasons, good reasons for it to happen, for it not to happen.
We're talking with Clint Hurdle, former manager of the Rockies and the Pirates. Also, he was a manager of the year in 2013. I could say congratulations, but it was so long ago, but still congratulations, Kofi. But do you think some of it, because we had this conversation before the start of the year about baseball and some changes they were making, the pitch count, for the pitchers. Do you think that has helped baseball moving forward? And if so, how?
100%. It's a game I love. I mean, you cut me open, little baseballs won't fall out, but you cut me open. There's a baseball player still in there. There's a six-year-old kid in the backyard. The game was hard to watch. Now, can I call you Derek, or do I need – what is it, D-Maze? D-Maze, what do I got? I'm not in the group, so give me the
D-Maze lowdown. Is good for you. D-Maze. You're officially in the group now, so it's D-Maze.
Welcome.
Thank you. Well, D-Maze, there's – the game was getting boring, man. The game's hard to watch. My favorite spectator sport to go to is hockey. And, you know, everybody likes those suites up top where you eat big and you sit pretty and they flash the camera. I like to be down there with the people where they're banging on the glass and making it happen. So the game was getting boring. The three absolutes, a walk, a punch out, a homer. We had guys on the mound. I think we pushed them in the direction of just go chasing velocity and trying to create spin. We were turning pitchers into rock throwers. The game was taking forever to play. There's no runs. There's not as much action. We're not bunting. We're not stealing. No hit and run. No triples. So the shot clock, I still call it the shot clock.
Yeah.
The shot clock amped everything up a little bit as a quicker vibe. Things got to happen. I think your defense plays better when they're more engaged. Normally, the pitchers that work quicker had better defensive analytic numbers behind them just because people were ready to play baseball. Sometimes we fell into the trap where I think pitchers thought the more they walked around the mound that people were going to disappear off the bases. When in actuality, there ain't no trap doors out there. You got to get on the mound, make a pitch, get a ground ball, get a strikeout, get something. Making the hitters get in the box to hit. There's a lot of people that talked about the pitchers. I would tell you this, if I had to pick one, the hitters were more of culprits than the pitchers were. How many times you watch a hitter get in, get out, batting gloves, belt, fit, grab, something, and then get back in. And the same thing, man. Mike Hargrove used to play the call in the human rain delay. He was a big league manager. Everybody was a human rain delay. So we got the game moving. There's action. Because truthfully, a 66-year-old man like myself, I can go to the ballpark. I'm good with no clock. I'm good with whatever. But they're not filling the ballpark up with 66-year-old men. You know, you got 20 people in their 20s, 30s, and 40s, they want action. They want some entertainment. And Manfred and his group have come from an entertainment industry with Fox, and baseball has become way more entertaining. So I'm good with it. That grumpy old man that wanted to get out of me, I had to tell him to go leave. There's no time for it. The game is moving in a better direction. It's more fun. It's more enjoyable to watch.
Well, Clint, it's interesting because it ties into, I know, a project that you – are pouring a lot of your time into these days with how you teach hitting to young kids. And you know this, I've survived. We've got one more season of the travel ball circuit. There's great, and there's also some tough things about it. But as you said, there's so much emphasis on velocity. How hard do you hit the ball? Are you getting launch angle? And you lose sight of sometimes the situational part of the game. And I know that ties in a lot with the project. Tell us about the Bat Around Project.
Yeah, thank you, Willie. You know what, Willie? You have taken the term silent partner to the next level, by the way. Willie's not going to tell you, but Willie's on the inside with us on this, and he's been very busy in some other areas. But we know Willie is going to be able to show up and help us with the rollout and a lot of other things. And this Nashville angle is huge to us because there's so many options. We're basically taking the batting practice routine and gamified it. And it started with four older men on a weekly phone call talking about baseball during COVID. But we got to the point where three of my buddies, all they were doing was bitching and complaining about the game of baseball, especially the hitting part of it, because they were players. They weren't pitchers. And I finally got to the point where I said, Will, I said, guys, stop. I'm out. I'm not even going to be on next week because I don't want to turn into that guy. I said, let me throw something at you. Is there something we can do to make it better? These guys have some influence. They have some impact. We all got a couple, we all got a couple coins in our pockets. So we put together a program we thought would help. We've gamified BP. We have a product called Bat Around. You can look it up. Let'sbataround.com. It's basically somewhat Top Golf for baseball. It's a game created by myself and the Hitting Legends Council that we have that takes the fundamentals of hitting and hitting strategy and turns it into a game. Short games, six different rounds. We don't call them innings. There's six of them, six different rounds. They're all different test for hitting skills. It puts a bat in everyone's hand. Caroline, there's a swing inside of you. I know there is. And when you can get somebody in
a slugger, not a swinger.
I didn't say that. I said there's a swing inside of you. My mom can swing the bat. My mom's 88 years old. Anybody can swing a bat. We're trying to put a baseball bat back in people's hands, an aluminum bat, to have some fun, to get back to playing good baseball, fun baseball. And we've seen kids, parents, grandparents. We've got it on an app. The app pairs up with a program called HitTrack that lightens up. You can take it to any hitting facility. You can hit balls off a tee. You can short flip, soft toss, front flip, live BP, or you can go ahead and get a machine that turns up the velocity and play the games. The fans we've run through love it. It gives an opportunity to find a swing again or search for a swing the first time. We demoed it last year in Nashville at the ABCA. Tremendous response. Then we took it to the College World Series and had a cage set up for 11 days. And that cage is open from 10 till 8 every night. And we put 2,500 people through that cage in 11 days playing a three-minute game. People were playing the game, waiting a half an hour to hit, and then some of them were going back in line to wait again. Kind of like the silly stuff I do at Universal with my kids. the coaches love it because, you know what? You don't have to be there for them to play it. It's kind of like back in the day when we just go out to the park and we didn't have enough people. You closed one field. You picked your own teams. You figured it out. All the graphics are in front of you. There's no looking over your shoulder to chase exit velocity or velo or launch angle. Everything's in front of you. It tells you the purpose of the game. You've got to hit the ball to left field, center field, right field. You've got to perform an offensive fundamental. What I mean by that is moving a runner from second to third. All the drills we put in, the first value that you get is yes or no. You did it or you didn't do it. And then what they left up to me are some of the corny phrases when you do it or you don't do it. Like, you know, if walk-off is the game we play. Everybody understands what a walk-off is, right, D-Maze? Mm-hmm. A walk-off?
Yep.
So here, base is loaded. You're down by one. Here's the pitch. You pop it up. What comes up on the screen is take a shower, bust in 45 minutes. It doesn't call you a loser. It doesn't say you stink. It just lets you know the reality. No, sorry. No, no. Or, you know, dog pile at home, whatever it is. But the players, we've actually played it and walked away where no adults are around, and the kids figured out on their own by the graphics. The game tells them what they need to do and where they're going to score points. The software is available now. Our audience is players, parents, and local coaches. We've had tremendous response already to a lot of travel ball teams. We're getting into high schools. But we're just beta testing it now. We're going to have it in hitting facilities around. We hope to get the Nashville, that one up there as well. And eventually we'll be able to take this game outside for corporate events, you know, for fantasy camp opportunities. Where better in Nashville to put together some type of fantasy camp or corporate event where you know, I know a couple of the people that kind of work on Music Row. Now, I shook hands with Brad the other day, so we're best friends. So I'm going to tell everybody. But you pull everybody together. Baseball is a wonderful game. It's an engaging game. And I think the fact that we just kind of soft sell it down, we want everybody to play. We want boys, girls, men, women, a family reunion, whatever you want to do, bring it out and play the game. So that part of it, we're humanizing again. Kids, I don't see a need for a 12-year-old kid to have a 28-degree launch angle and hit the ball 93 miles an hour off the barrel. You know, he's not even into his man strength yet. So we're back to having some fun.
Clint Hurdle, appreciate you for joining us. We look forward to the future of baseball in Nashville, whether that's MLB, bat around, both. We appreciate your time and thanks for joining us.
Caroline, you're welcome. I can't wait to see your swing.
Oh, I'll start stretching today. You better get ready. You better get ready. Clint, appreciate it. Have a good one. Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Thanks, D-May. Thanks, Willie. Merry Christmas.
All right, coming up next, Elliot Friedman will join us. We'll get the tea on what's been going on with Tyson Berry. Caroline, Willie, D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.